We start today, as we often do these days, with politics, specifically Arizona politics under the Copper Dome at 1700 West Washington. Lawmakers will convene their 2017 session in about a month, but they're already introducing bills, and buzz is starting to grow about some of the potentially big issues they'll be tackling. Joining me to talk about all that is Ben Giles. He covers the state Senate for the Arizona Capital Times. And Ben, it seems like one of the biggest things is school funding. It was last year. People have been calling Proposition 120 a first step, and now they're talking about steps 2, 3, and 4. What are you hearing as far as what those steps might look like?
Well, the big news today, just this morning, is that Governor Doug Ducey is announcing some proposed changes to school funding that are coming from a working group that's been studying this issue for well over a year now. And the biggest idea that has come out of that group, again, we're just learning about some of their proposals this morning, is to completely overhaul the way K through 12 schools are funded, to change the formula that the state uses to calculate that. And the hope is that with a more streamlined process and maybe a simpler formula that treats schools perhaps more fairly than the current formula does, is that will free up more money for all schools. There's also talk about full-day pre-K, as there's been whispers the last couple of years. That idea hasn't gotten much steam at the Capitol as of yet, but could be different this year. And it appears that the report that the governor is discussing is also talking about trying to reduce school districts' reliance on property tax overrides. You probably saw a few of those on ballots recently this past year. And that's been a key way for some school districts to try and supplement the funds that they feel they're lacking, the funds that they get from the state.
Does it look like these changes would shift around existing money? Are there calls for new money to go into potentially some of these new formulas?
I think there will be calls for new money. It's just a matter of, and we don't know this yet, where those calls are coming from. I think certainly Democrats at the Arizona legislature want to see what folks are calling the next step after Proposition 123, which did provide some sort of new money for schools, basically borrowing from another long-term school funding source that the state had to provide some immediate funds for the next 10 years. But I think most lawmakers, if possible, would like to find a long-term solution. Again, the funding from Prop 123 will only last for 10 years. And one of the warnings that came out during the vote on that was that there will be essentially a funding cliff created at the end of the decade. And schools are going to need a long-term solution for some of the funding problems that they've faced.
So should we be looking for some of those proposals to come out as individual bills once the legislative session begins next month?
It might be individual bills, but I think a lot of those discussions will more likely be wrapped into the budget process. It wouldn't surprise me to see perhaps some Democrat-sponsored bills that would provide more funding for schools. But as is the case in a Republican-dominated state capital, Democratic bills don't get very far, if ever, at the Arizona legislature. So more likely the place to look for funding solutions for schools will be within the budget. However, the word from the governor's office and the word from budget analysts is that there's not much money available. The governor has made it clear that a balanced budget is one of his top priorities. And the word from the ninth floor at the Capitol where the governor works has been that there's about $24 million to work with, a $24 million surplus. And we already know that there's several issues that are going to require some immediate attention and take up a chunk of those funds.
Yeah, presumably there's more than $24 million worth of projects lawmakers would like to fund. One of the things that we've heard both on the national and state levels is tax reform, and Governor Ducey has made tax cuts, one of the hallmarks of his administration. Are we hearing anything yet about what on the tax front we might be looking at this year?
No, we haven't heard a big idea on tax cuts other than, you know, the governor's desire to phase out and possibly eliminate the income tax. However, given, as I just said, there's only $24 million to play with for a variety of projects, millions and millions of dollars of projects that that lawmakers and I'm sure even the governor would like to work on. And as long as the state's finances are in that tight of a situation, it would be it wouldn't be palatable to propose a dramatic reduction in taxes, because that would mean a dramatic reduction in state revenues. And then where are you going to get the money from to actually fund these projects and fund needs such as increased spending for schools? So what the governor's done the last 2 years is sort of chip away at the edges on tax reform, doing a little bit here, a little bit there. I would be surprised to see a major proposal, just given the state's financial state.
Ben Giles covers the state Senate for the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, good to talk to you. Thanks as always.
Thanks.